the CEO of Stardom, and it's reopening next Monday after a major overhaul, and the new centre also includes the first star map in the country to show over 100 Reo Māori names for the whetū, constellations in Aorangi. And Victoria Travers is with us today for a kōrero. Tēnā koe, Victoria, it's me, Dale. Kia ora.
Oh, tēnā koe. Ata marie.
Ata marie. Good to talk with you, sis. Well, we know that the Stardome Planetarium, you know, got hammered, and I hope the copper's found who stole the copper, but we'll find out more. That was a bit of an upset, but we know that we are reopening with bells on. So a big day coming up on Monday. The observatory's been closed for 6 months. Can you talk about the upgrade that's taken place, Victoria?
Yeah, sure. So we've had a major, our roof was completely failing in it, and so that's been a major part of the upgrade. But while we were closed, we'd been working for a long time to try and upgrade our galleries. So that is the bit that is, we're reopening on Monday for our visitors. I mean, the roof won't leak, but what they'll really be interested in is this huge kind of upgrade that we've done of our galleries, completely revamped the space, and I think most significantly, the kaupapa of the galleries has really changed, and now we have Mātauranga Māori, Kōkorangi Māori alongside the astronomy and the science. So we just can't wait. It's a really specific experience. You'll only be able to have this in Aotearoa, and it's about our night skies and the pūrākau and the knowledge of what is here in our beautiful, beautiful skies.
Tēnā koe, we talk with Rangi fairly regularly, Hemi likewise, two prominent guys in Te Ao Māori. So tell us about their involvement in the new gallery. How did they fit in with the changes?
Oh, hugely. So Rangi, we've worked with Rangi quite a bit over the last few years, and he, you know, people who know Rangi know just the generosity of this amazing mātua, and so he's worked with us to be able to bring this knowledge in and sit it side by side with the science, and also bringing in Hemi was incredible. So he has done an enormous amount of mahi. Obviously, all the galleries, the entire things are bilingual, so we have got not only the kaupapa Māori, which is obviously in Te Ao Māori as well as Te Ao Pākehā, but also what we have in here is this quite, some of it really high-level, hard astronomy, all being able to be accessed in Te Ao Māori as well. So new terms and you know, lots of technical terms will be present using Kupu Māori. It's really, really exciting.
Tēnā koe, Victoria. How many visitors would you get on average across a year?
It's a bit tricky over the last couple of days to kind of measure it, but pre-COVID we had about 85,000 a year, so we're hoping to grow that once we reopen as well. So pretty significant for a you know, small, in inverted commas, observatory. So really, really well attended. Matariki, of course, being the busiest time of the year, but one of the other things we're doing is in our planetarium show, we'll be bringing in Kōkorangi Māori, Māori astronomy right throughout the year, not just sort of confined around the Matariki season.
There are a few opportunities for us to look at the skies in this way. So it is a real taonga and has been for years. I don't even know how long the observatory's been there, but it's certainly been there all my lifetime. When was it first opened, Victoria?
1967 it opened. Yeah, and you're right. It's a real focus on our skies and the skies above us in Tāmaki, and this, but also, you know, extending that beyond to the specific skies and the ingoa whetū for here, for this place.
Tēnā koe, I'm sure I came along with one of our mokos on a class trip from an akunga kura kaupapa. So it's well set for all students and visitors, but certainly is more meaningful now for many of our kids who study in kura kaupapa settings, eh?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. And tēnā koe that you've come in before, and hopefully it's an even more enhanced experience when you bring your moko next time.
Ka pai, did you ever find out who nicked the copper? off the roof?
No, we haven't. I believe the investigation's still ongoing, and we're now just working through our insurance claim and all the rest of it, and getting our telescope back up and running as soon as we can.
How's the observatory funded, Victoria?
About half of it we generate ourselves, and the rest of it comes through the generosity of Auckland ratepayers via the Auckland Regional Amenities Funding Board. So about 50% of our operational funding comes from them. We get trusts and grants from individuals, and then we also generate just over half of it ourselves through ticket sales.
Were you guys in the firing line for Wayne's changes, and perhaps he was going to, I don't know, he's making cuts to all sorts of public facilities. Perhaps he was going to cut out the stars in the sky?
The council has still been really supportive of the Auckland Regional Amenities Funding Board and the Funding Act, but we'll just see what comes in the next sort of few years, really. You know, budgets are tight right across the city, so we just try and be sensible and reasonable in terms of, we take it seriously that we're spending ratepayers' dollars and try and do that as prudently and as responsibly as possible.
And it is, Matariki, it is a very special time. What's going to be some of the special emphasis over the next month or so at the Stardome?
Sure. So when we start, we will be reopening with a big Matariki series. So that takes us right up until and probably just after the official, celebration day on the 14th of July this year. And then we will also, on Matariki Day itself, in the spirit of Matariki, we open ourselves up to the public for free of charge for that particular day. And it's super exciting time. I hope everyone is up early from the week of the 10th of July looking to see her come back to our skies.
Great catching up with you, and a milestone. Congratulations, Victoria. It's long been a taonga, and let's hope it's a taonga for many, many decades to come. That's the Stardome at Cornwall Park. It's reopening on Monday, and with us the CEO of Stardome, Victoria Travers. Thank you, Victoria.
Kia ora, Dale. Lovely to talk to you.
And you too, sis. Thanks very much. Have a great day. 919 with 603 Urban Māori Radio. Now, I'm not quite sure we're going to link arms with Mohi Beckham, but Mohi, we had on our program some time back, and it was to